Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 5.
I want to thank you for being a part of this podcast and also this video, sharing with you from the Word of God some just practical things that I have found out during my lifetime. And my dad, Lester Sumrall, boy, was he a teacher. But he just didn't teach one thing in the pulpit. He lived something else at home. Know what he was in the pulpit? That was him. And so, yeah, I could learn a whole lot of life lessons just being at home, let alone hearing the Word of God, hearing him preach, hearing him minister, and expound the great things of God. And with authority. Wow. That's a little bit about what I'm going to share today. The authority that God has given to us. And in the last podcast or two, I was reading from the book of Luke and also Isaiah, what Jesus quoted in Isaiah 61, verse 1, beginning there, but also in Luke 4 and beginning in verse, 18, talking about the Spirit of the Lord's upon me. And well, last things I said to you folks was, it wouldn't hurt you if every single day you got up and read that scripture. And if nobody is speaking into your life, let the Word of God speak into your life. Now that's important for some of you watching this right now, listening to this right now. If nobody is speaking into your life, that's okay. Let the Word of God speak into your life. And so if you want to, go ahead and stand in front of a mirror when you get up in the morning and hold your Bible up and just read it to yourself. Or go ahead and put it on a flashcard and just make it a habit. I mean, you brush your teeth, hopefully, every day. And so just like you'd brush your teeth and do whatever else to get ready, that's part of your getting ready of reading the book of Luke chapter 4. And I'm ready. Spirit of the Lord God's upon me. And you know what? Maybe nobody else that you know of is saying anything like that at all to you. Maybe they're not saying anything nice at all to you. But you got to get beyond that because, you know, who do you give permission to speak into your life? And so, you know, some people have been saying bad things about me or about ministry or about you. Do you internalize those things? Let those things ruin your day, ruin your week, ruin your month, ruin your year, ruin your life? Or do you go back to the well of the Word of God, back to what He has said about you, which is pretty important versus what anybody else has to say? Now, so you got to let the Word of God talk. And so in Luke 4, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. No matter what happens to me, the Spirit of God is upon me because He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty over the captives, recovering the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And what got him in big trouble is when he added, oh yeah, today that scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Who do you think you are? Jesus. Who do you think you are? I was there from the beginning. Who do you think you are? I came from heaven. Who do you think you are? I am the Lamb. Who do you think you are? My blood being spilt is going to cleanse the whole world of their sin. Well, who do you think you are? I'm the healer. Wow. I heal the broken and hearted. I heal those that are broken in body. Those that are broken in their soul, which is their mind, their emotions, and their will, and I heal those that are broken in their spirit. I am the healer. So who do you think you are? Jesus didn't need anybody to tell him who he was. But we certainly need his help to tell us who we are. We are the body of Christ. We can have that anointing. We can have that power. We can have that energy, that spirit of the Word of God on us, to set captives free. In the book of Acts, chapter 2 and verse 4, he says to us, suddenly Suddenly, the power of God came down. Suddenly, all 120 in the upper room received that endowment of power from on high. They spoke in languages they had never rehearsed. Flames of fire was on top of their heads. And people from many other nations saying, "Wow, we've heard the glories of God. We've heard the praises of God. We've heard about the anointing and the power of God in our own languages. What is that babbling going on?" And they kind of mock them, saying, "They must be drunk." And Apostle Peter got up and said, "Can't be. It's not even 9 o'clock in the morning yet. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days," whoa, hello, wake up moment, that's where we are. In the last days, the Spirit of God is going to fall and has fallen on my men servants, my maid servants. You're going to be endued with power to do what? Have a Yahoo time in church all by ourselves? I don't think so. We're supposed to go into the whole world and preach the good news to every single creature. Into what world? Dear Brother Oral Roberts put it this way. He said, you need to go into every man's world. And as you know, there's the secretary world, there's the executive world, the banker's world, the plumber's world, the trucker's world, there's student's world, the professor's world. There's all kind of worlds out there where people need to hear the good news, excluding no one, excluding nobody. A couple minutes ago, I was talking about Sweden. Had a great summer in Sweden. A lot of great ministry, a lot of blessing going on. Then I just got back from a great trip with my dear wife, Diane. We went to Ireland for a couple of days, and then we went to a great church in Edinburgh. And boy, it was a powerful time. I had a great time with Sherry Haddon. And I was telling them about the good things of God, how good God is, and how he wants us to go. I said, don't ever forget that two-thirds of God's name is go. And so he wants us to go. Go where? Well, not everybody gets to go to India or Africa or Asia or the four corners of the earth. He might be telling you to go across the street or next door or even in your own house. The point is, you got to go. So I had a great time ministering and sharing, but it's not over. It is, by any stretch of the imagination, over. And a few days from now, I'm going to be on an airplane going to Greece. And Greece is one of those nations that has absorbed so many into refugee camps, people that have sailed across the Mediterranean trying to get to freedom and freedom from the oppression they've been a part of. They want a breath of fresh air. They want freedom. The Bible says this, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.